From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today is the first full day in office for the new governor of Illinois, Pat Quinn. Yesterday, the state Senate voted unanimously to impeach Rod Blagojevich. So what's the mood of people living in Illinois amidst all this political shakeup? Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill checked in with folks on their morning commute.
Newspaper headlines tell the story pretty well. The cover of the suburban paper, the Daily Herald, reads, "Ousted, 59-0. Senate votes Blagojevich out, bans him from future office." The Chicago Tribune has a quote from new Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, "The ordeal is over." And on the front of the Chicago Sun-Times, a picture of a frustrated-looking Blagojevich, along with the headline, "Sorry for what? Bye-bye, Blago." Even at the end, he sees no reason to apologize. And that is exactly what rubs Chicagoan Julian White the wrong way about the whole thing.
You walk around as if, you know, your mama didn't teach you to, you know, take up for what you did. And, you know, like, just take responsibility. So honestly, I don't think he took full responsibility for his actions. And I think that he should have been impeached.
White has no doubts about Blagojevich's guilt, even though the former governor hasn't been indicted or found guilty of any criminal wrongdoing. But Myrna Rodriguez is less sure that Blagojevich did anything wrong. She's on an L platform waiting for the train. Rodriguez says she thinks the impeachment process wasn't fair.
I think they should have let him, you know, speak out and, you know, more of what he did.
But she's also disappointed.
Shame on him, because I voted for him twice. I've always thought that he was really a good governor the first time around. And people try to talk me out of voting for him the second time, and I said, no, he's a good guy. But I guess sometimes you're wrong.
Now she says she just hopes Pat Quinn is up to the job. A lot of people I talked with this morning, including Mike Reesus, Matt Joint, and Ajit Samudra, had similar answers to the question.
Do you think this is going to change anything about politics here in Illinois?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, because this sort of stuff has been going on all the time, it seems like, anyway.
No, I don't think so. It was, you know, Illinois politics was corrupt before he got there with Ryan, and then he comes in and presents himself as this reformer, and, you know, he talked, there was some speech where he talked about passing ethics legislation. What is that? You pass ethics legislation, then you do this stuff? Come on.
Samudra is referring to former Illinois Governor George Ryan, who's Blagojevich's predecessor and currently serving a 6.5-year prison sentence for corruption. Ryan is the third Illinois governor in the last 35 years to serve jail time. It's a daunting past as Illinois tries to clean up its political future. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Hill in Chicago.
Speaking of cleaning up Chicago, 100 years ago today, a man was born who went on to bring great change to the Windy City by organizing the community. That man was Saul Alinsky. This year, celebrations of his life and legacy are taking place across the country. Barack Obama was one of many people Saul Alinsky inspired. In a move that shows support to the working man, today the new president signed a series of executive orders that he said will help labor unions in their struggles with management. We'll hear more about how Barack Obama was affected by Saul Alinsky. That's coming up later in the program.